Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hi, I'm Jenny Gleese, and I'm from Laurhill Secondary School in Limerick. My favourite quote lies in Act 4, Scene 1, when the witches make their last appearance in the play, and they foretell the most important of the prophecies by means of apparitions. In these apparitions, Macbeth is told, "Beware Macduff, beware the Thane of Fife, for none of women born shall harm Macbeth, and Macbeth shall never vanquished be, until a great burning wood to hide Dunsinane Hill shall come against him." Reassured by the last two prophecies, Macbeth believes all he has to do is kill Macduff to retain his power. However, due to the absence of Macduff, he does not succeed, but instead carries out a frenzied attack on his castle, murdering his wife and child. It is at the very end of the play that we see the true meaning of the prophecies. I think Shakespeare was very effective in his approach to this. Macbeth thought it was impossible for Great Burnin Wood to be at Dunsinane Hill. However, the English army used branches from Great Burnin Wood as a form of camouflage when travelling to Dunsinane. Macbeth was warned to beware of Macduff. Macduff was the one who was to defeat him because technically he was not born properly via natural birth. He was from his mother's womb untimely ripped. When Macduff revealed the manner of his birth, Macbeth knew he was defeated. I thought this was very cleverly done, as I saw no relevance in the prophecies until the end. I was almost shocked when I realised how much actual sense they made.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.